ओम शांति। ओम शांति। ओम शांति। Have you noticed in your own self the difference saying Om Shanti first time, then repeating, and then third time repeating Om Shanti? Is this the difference is sound only? Or something else is also experienced and noticed. We don't repeat the words. It's not the repetition like a mantra. It's deepening the feelings, digging deep within and bringing out not only just the meaning, feelings, words then become connected with the meaning behind feelings and breath. Thought and breath becomes connected with each other. And the enthusiasm is also filled in it. The awareness is filled in it. So automatically it's the raise, sound becomes a little bit higher. It changes, it creates the atmosphere. Thought, feelings and expression. Whatever are the feelings in the mind, it is that face is the index of mind. So though Om Shanti is introspection, Om Shanti, it is turning within. Then Om Shanti, experiencing the Self. This experience connects us with Baba. Thoughts connect us with our own Self. This morning, topic was not announced. I thought it is a question-answer session. But just I asked now, any topic? So suggestion was that we can take the same topic, what is happening downstairs, sustaining the Self, sustaining others. And maybe another time we can have a question-answer session. It's a good topic, sustaining the Self, sustaining others. What is the meaning of sustenance? Strengthening the Self. the picture, the image that we have of creation, transformation and sustenance, according to our knowledge, this picture, Trimurati, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, through Brahma is creation, through Shankar is purification, transformation, destruction of old, and through Vishnu is sustenance. What we need to sustain now at the confluence age, sustenance, Vishnu, is the golden age. But we are talking about sustenance at the confluence age, sustaining the self, sustaining others. As in the teacher's training, learning new methods, this topic has been put with the awareness of what we have learned, we share it with others. Sustenance is like to sustain something only when it is there. You do not sustain before. Sustenance is maintenance, to maintain, to sustain, to make it stronger, empowering it, encouragement. So what it is that we first need to create in our own selves? At the confluence age, it is the time of new creation, new establishment. It is sapling is taking place of the new tree. And this new tree is the divine tree. But it is from the old sapling is taking. Sapling is always from the old, like the flowers, roses. You have the sapling from the old, plant new. Even the tree, you have the seed from the old tree. You plant, it is becoming new. So in this cycle of time, as Baba has made us, Swadarshan Chakradhari. Swadarshan Chakradhari means the one who has the ability to see the self. First, Swadarshan. To have a vision of the self. Self-realization. And this realization is only when we have the mirror very clean and clear. The mirror of knowledge. So Baba has given us a new birth, a Brahmin birth. So Baba and Mama are sustaining us. They created us and they are sustaining us. But it is self-sustenance. Every day we get very nourishing food. Sustenance is connected with the drink and food, fresh air. Attention on our everyday's activity. So from morning till evening, what kind of thoughts I create which I need to sustain? Baba has given very clear aim. And Baba is doing three tasks together. Trimurti Shiva is not only creating, but at the same time is with yoga power, with his blessings, with his encouragement, with Shrimad, inspiring us to move forward. So what it is first we are creating in our own self which need to sustain and which brings the strength in us? Not only knowledge, because Brahma is not only knowledge. Through Brahma we Brahmins are born, and it is purity in us. Our birth is because of purity. Are we strengthening our purity? It is the establishment of the Sanatan, the age of truth. Am I maintaining the truth within my own self? Satyata, truth, purity and divinity. So how to sustain this thought, pure thought, is with pure action, not only thought. Thought has to put into action. Action brings result. Without action, there is no experience. Thought only remains desire. But when action is there, you begin to feel the strength in it. Confidence increases. It's automatically courage comes in it. Confidence, courage. And when this action means now here, pure thought, true thought, the first truth. I am a soul. Now, it is sustenance of the self, is sustenance of the soul. Self-sustenance is sustenance of the soul. And what it is that the soul is in reality healthy, wealthy, happy. Sustenance, good sustenance, is health, wealth, happiness, good character. What it is that makes me really healthy? Any kind of thoughts where it is filled with negativity, the feelings change. Dissatisfaction, what happening at that time? instantly the energy level changes. It comes in words, it comes on the face. So my thoughts, positive thoughts, pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, to change it or to sustain, because in order to make it good, then I have to transform. If I don't, I understand that this is wrong. It is inspection is easy. Sickness is there. It's not only known to me, it is known and felt by others as well. And so now I want to make myself healthy. Ill feeling, I want to change with good feeling. Bad feelings, it instantly brought the sadness in me, dissatisfaction. And so now I want to make myself healthy, sustain myself. So it means that I am not only feelings, I am the being with understanding. I'm understanding that I'm not satisfied. I'm not happy. So here, I need to bring the balance. I want to transform the negative force into positive, so I need power. And so Baba has given us this model of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. So I want to experience purity, but impurity, impure thoughts or impure vision or impure situation is there, which is making me sad or sick, dissatisfied. So I need to detoxify these feelings, no? I have filled in something which was expectation, influence of something. That desire had not been fulfilled and it has become a disease. I need the power. So instead of being connected with that feeling, that I'm connected already, but how to switch it off? I need to connect myself with Baba then. What is the benefit in this situation as well? It's a mirror for my own self. I want to sustain others. I want support of others. I want encouragement from others, because that's why this satisfaction, I'm not satisfied. So truth about my own self, my stage, is when I am honest. My own honesty is the strength in me with which I recognize. Only if I don't recognize the sickness, no matter how much medicine others can support me, it would be only temporary support. So real strength and power, it comes through yoga. So I cannot sustain myself just from knowledge, with knowledge. I can change for temporary situation by churning. Churning the knowledge, what is happening, I am cleaning the feelings. Changing my attitude. It helps me to have yoga with Baba, because then when I am churning, I am realizing also my own weakness, and then with honesty that whatever this thing has made me weak will not make me strong if I become dependent on that. What mistake we make, whatever we become dependent more and more through the expectations and then we make ourselves more weak, our relationship with not only with our own self, with others also becomes of disharmony. And so, honest realization is detachment. And this is why it's tapasya, it's a yoga, turning within in stillness, in silence, power from Baba. What He has given me, I need to feed myself with that. Not what others I want from others, what I have achieved. So weakness is there, comes what I don't have. Strength is there, what I have, because when I have, I see the comparison, what Baba has given me and what human beings, I expect from human beings. Human beings have also given me a lot, but because it's very temporary, it disappears very quickly. And so there is dissatisfaction. And we become dependent again and again on that. So to sustain myself, I need to have the balance of knowledge and yoga. Not only knowledge and yoga, I need to have the sustained balance of through honest, what Baba has given, it's only Baba has given how much I have taken in, I've made it my own. Baba has given me the knowledge that you are. Originally, my child, very powerful soul, your Shiv Shakti. Do I have faith in it? Do I believe this? I need to make myself believe. Then power lives in me. Honestly, how much we throughout the day believe this? What we believe, that creates the feelings. What we hear, we know. Even today Baba said that yes, people believe, people know God is Patit Pavan, purifier, but they don't believe that they are impure. They know He is purifier. They sing the praise of God. But if you tell them, are you impure? They say, no. So their belief is, He is purifier, but we are not impure. And yet the result is suffering is there. So if there is in me is some weakness, it means I am not living with this thought that I am child of the Almighty Authority. So I need to sustain myself with this intoxication. If I want to strengthen myself, then I need to connect. I am a child of the Almighty. I am a mighty soul. I am a powerful soul. It's the first exercise, food for the thought. It's a food, not only food, but it is the medicine as well. Medicine is a repetition again and again. Same, sometimes we do not sustain ourselves because of carelessness, because we know the point and we leave it only at the point, I know this point. I have heard this point. I have read about this. But then have I made that knowledge into light of that knowledge into might, into power? Have I balanced this? So Vishnu in the middle is the sustenance, the knowledge and yoga has to be put into action. Brahma and Shankar are sitting, Vishnu is standing to take an action. So knowledge is the knowledge of the cycle, that I was a divine being, I was all virtuous. I was completely viceless. So there is a spirituality in me. Once again, Baba is giving me. So I am a spiritual being, and I strengthen my spirituality. And whatever I'm sustaining spirituality within me. I'm enhancing purity in me. I'm decorating myself with the divinity in me. So it's a balance on the knowledge. I have this spirituality and purity through Brahma. Because I'm Brahmin. Detachment from whatever had been causing me problem is now I am a divine being, I am decorating myself, so I need to an action, but I have to become detached from what? Whatever has caused me pain and sorrow. Whatever has caused me weak. So this is why yoga tapasya is needed, because even what happened yesterday or 1 hour before, that was past. And so yoga power has to be so powerful that I burn that. So I purify, detoxify and create intoxication. And so I need to balance the Swadarshan chakra with a lotus detachment. Great intoxication of who am I, who do I belong to. And detachment from what does not belong to me, but I had made it belong to me. Sensitivity, jealousy, expectations, comparison, competition, that had made me weak. In other words, had made me sick. So meditation is medication. I had become weak. So sickness is removed through meditation, medication. Had become weak, I need yoga power. All the thoughts, time my thoughts and understanding was, intellect was engaged in whatever was happening, which I'm not able, I'm not capable, I'm not so strong. I'm comparing, so I'm not sustaining myself, I'm making myself weak. So I have to become detached, like lotus. And the power become realization, honest detachment is the power within the soul. Because I'm digesting that. What I have received, this knowledge, it gives me time to digest the energy, the power. And that's become strength. Okay, we eat, we churn knowledge. We read Murli many times. We hear Baba's classes or Dadi's classes, senior's classes. But it is true within. It is throughout the day is becoming self-sovereignty. So I am, my intellect is becoming the mother of my mind. Because mind becomes very sensitive. So when it is divinity, divine intellect, knowledge, Swadarshan chakra, knowing the three aspects of time, realization, what I want and what I want to become, is now giving me strength, self-sovereignty as well. I have to apply this knowledge, first I have to apply on myself, so my experience will help others, no? So how my experience will help? Only when I also, from my good things, so my failures and my success, I become a detached observer of that. To sustain others is only, we can help others very easily in any situation. When other person comes with a problem, we give advice and it touches them. And they remember, oh, you said this point, it was so good, this helped me. It helped them. Same medicine did not help me. Why? We are repeating the same point. But we are not detached from what our situation is. And the situation of other is we are detached. And so that's why, because it has not, the weakness of other has not become my weakness, but I recognize the weakness, I recognize the sickness, but I am not influenced by that. So here now, it needed to become so detached from whatever is happening. This is effort. It is like repeating again and again, going into the depth. So I am then also advising becoming my own teacher, my own examiner, my own well-wisher. So it is soul consciousness, self-sovereignty, sustenance is that in the golden age, the king sustains the subjects. And now my sense organs are my workers. And my own creation is my own thoughts. I need to sustain them to help me. So it means that I need to put power in my thinking, in my virtues more and more. That makes me victorious, the power, the mace. Then I am able to, whatever I am telling others will help them. Because my experience is with detachment helping others. Otherwise it does not help. We hear classes, we speak others. Baba says it would not touch them. The arrow would not touch if the heart is not clean. The sweetness, when there's honesty and purity in the heart, it touches. So I also need to be honest and pure feeling within myself, then I can sustain myself. So honesty and through self-realization with honesty, and then self-respect by relationship with Baba. This is means love. How I sustain myself? When, because we want respect, because I love my goodness, I love my qualities, I want them that others should also love, and others should also respect. So without self-love, I cannot sustain. And love and respect are two sides of the same thing. If I don't have self-love, I become dependent on respect given by others. And that is not received, also we become weak. And so I need to sustain myself with self-love and self-respect. Self-love means, shall I just embrace myself and arm myself that yes, I am so good. I am very special child of Baba, no? The speciality that is there, I protect them. That is sustenance. Not with ego, but with intoxication. As a trustee, on one side I love them, other side, because I should not have ego that it is, because otherwise I will be hurt if it is not sustenance. If it is not respected by others, then hurt is felt. And that also becomes sickness and weakness, and we fall down again. And so it is self-respect is not, and self-love is not from others, but it is, love means protect. So I protect first myself from what I want from, what attack come from others, criticism, comparison, sensitive feelings. What is the reason? Because it's always you. If I love them, doesn't matter what or how much attack from outside is coming. I would not let, I will protect because I create a power among them because faith is there. Doesn't matter if others have not recognized, do I recognize it? Why we become sick or weak? Because something is truth in us, others have not accepted and respected. They don't value it. So it means I am not valuing. I value my values how others value it. I value my values what how other value it. For example, I have a diamond and I know that this is real. If others do not believe it is not real, I don't lose faith. But if it is not real and I want to present it as real, then it's always fear. And here we fail. So this is why I'm saying honesty, I value my value. If I value my value, how values others, then I also have to check, is it really true that what others have commented, something, some truth is in it? Then I will not become, I would not feel attacked. I would be supported. Because I have got the mirror, I could not diagnose the sickness and weakness, thanks that others have become a doctor, has helped me to diagnose this thing. This is called detachment. And yet love. If the sickness is there and doctor has diagnosed it, we don't get upset with the doctor. We become thankful to that. So here it is making the negative into positive. It looks negative, but it is positive. It's a bitter medicine, but it is giving me very deep cure. So I'm detached and yet loving because I want to repair it. And if it is real, I know I have self-respected. So strength remains, means the balance remains. It's a balance. Like Vishnu is balance. It's a balance of honesty and detachment. It's a balance of taking care and yet detachment. It's a balance of receiving power from Baba and giving it to others. Sustenance is because it brings bliss. This balance is bliss, and it's a balance of four subjects. Am I keeping the balance of four subjects, or I'm sometimes putting a lot of effort in yoga? I just want to be very yogi. I want to be silent. I don't want to talk with anyone. I really have to have complete, and in this state of self-silence, we disconnect with others. We do not take the responsibility of our duties. I am in yoga. I am in silence. I am doing bhatti. But I'm not getting vibrations and power from others. So of course it is personal time for my bhatti, and if I'm silence, but in silence, what I'm experiencing, what I'm practicing? I'm practicing in silence the joy that Baba has given through the silence. So my face should be cheerful. So if I'm still in silence and in bhatti, others will feel attraction. Others will feel that I'm really in silence, but I'm silence because I'm somehow escape or somehow I'm sulking. Escape and sulking is not sustenance because I'm not receiving good vibrations from others. Or avoiding and carelessness is not bhakti. So it is also silence. Bhakti is also important, yoga is also important, but then yoga is also important filled with action. Silence, inside, cheerfulness outside. Silence inside, sweetness outside. Strength inside, lightness outside. Sometimes, then we are very, very active in knowledge, but not so attractive or balanced in yoga. Bhakti is going on, it's okay, it can be. Another time I can go, I'm busy in other actions. And most of the time, this is what our sustenance, majority, with honesty we see, when we are in the center or alone, what percentage is us when we start our class in the morning, what time we really are in the class? The class begins 7 o'clock. Meditation begins 6:30. So my balance of knowledge, Murali, is perfect. But the other half, half an hour, is not balanced. Class is not half, it is class, Murali class begins at 7 and I am there at 5 to 7. So I'm sustaining myself, decorating myself without preparation. So land is not prepared. So honesty is miss of care. I'm regular in the class, regular for the knowledge, but I'm not preparing. So now the seeds, powerful seed Baba is sowing, but the land is not prepared. So sustenance, the seed will grow and bring the fruit when the land is ready. And so with yoga, land is ready. Yoga is important. So morning, Amratvela, okay, we are right. But then for class time, we are not sustaining ourselves. Nobody, others don't have to have yoga for me. Yoga is for me. Knowledge other can share. And it can sit and I can, perhaps it touch me. But yoga, their experience doesn't become my experience. Churning of others can make my churning good. But yoga is my personal thing because it's my connection with Baba. Understand, knowledge which is shared, instantly intellect can grasp. And it can bring you, give happiness, can bring realization. But power is through yoga. So yoga of others did not make me yogi. So can you make me yogi? Can you give me the experience of soul consciousness? Somebody asked me. Can you take me beyond? It can be 1 second experiences, okay, but power is with my connection is with Baba. So it is just like one time Baba said, it is just like, no, it's called French bath. No, without taking shower, so we can put this cosmetic and looks nice. But it is not freshness, no. No shower, no bath. So the old whatever vibrations are there, that are not clean. So yoga is preparing myself for knowledge, and this is why even the knowledge sustained, it is food. It is, these are virtues, these are jewelry, but without cleansing, preparing the land, it doesn't grow very quickly, or it doesn't shine, it doesn't bring the joy of earning. It we hear very beautifully and we like it very much, but it doesn't germinate, it does not sprout very quickly during the day. So it's a balance of knowledge and yoga. It's a balance, Swadarshan Chakra, but mace, the power, is through yoga. So it has to be both. But sometimes we are very, very powerful, okay, bhatti only, many good bhattis, honest bhatti, 2 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours. But then not really studying deeply. So I am holding one rope, very powerful. And then sometimes it is just like a holding, and I try to swing either knowledge or yoga. So people think that I am really making effort. It looks effort then. So if you are holding a rope and swinging, it's just like others might have fear, you might hang yourself. But this two rope, it gives a swing, it gives the vision, it's a balance. So yoga is preparation for knowledge. And then it is because the intellect has been prepared through yoga power, whatever knowledge is there we can churn. And that brings joy, that is sustenance, happiness, churning. Clarity. So it means dharana, Baba says, that you can through yoga is connected with Baba, then divine intellect, sato pradhan intellect, inculcates the knowledge. So it becomes a seat. When two ropes are together, you sit and swing. There's a great joy, happiness in this. Then no matter whatever situations and fluctuations are there, nobody says, oh, he's up and down, again and again, up and down, up and down. No, swing is going up, it's down. He says, swinging. So this knowledge and yoga, I'm sustaining myself through the balance of knowledge and yoga, and that has become my strength too, together. This happiness is actually giving the happiness to others. That is service. Happiness is giving happiness to others is service. Serving others is giving happiness. So if I am happy, only then I can make others happy. And whatever I am speaking with experience, with confidence, with realization. When we hear that Janki's classes, all the experience that was 77 years ago, 70 years ago, 50 years ago, is so fresh. Because experience has become a real, that whatever Baba has told, whatever Baba has given, she applied on herself. And then she is sharing. So our application, our sustenance is seeing myself. It is on one side we are selfless, other side I have to be self-sustaining, self-checking. Self-checking is also very important, that I check I realize with detachment. Otherwise it becomes depression. Some like to sustain. Then when they see the weakness, then they see not progress in the self. Then happiness that what Baba has given, that is also forgotten. The sustenance that is received from the family, that is also forgotten. The company that we get from others, that is also forgotten. So realization does not should lead to depression. This realization is a method of sustenance that I need support from somebody else as well. Not depression, but I need good company. Inside I have to see what kind of company I have been keeping. Either the weakness of others or weakness of myself. Now, good company sustains us. Baba Mama sustains us, is all right. Knowledge sustains us as well. Good company also sustains. So here we create the good atmosphere, good environment. So this is also to have friendship with others and learning from each other. With the balance, not becoming dependent, but picking up the virtues. The deity's divinity is, because there is not only spirituality in us, spirituality is our birth through that. Purity is our religion and our beauty and our strength. Royalty is who do I belong to, who is giving me self-sovereignty. Raja Yoga, it's yoga power. But divinity is when we become all virtuous. And all virtuous that sustains us, that the experiment and experience of others, we learn it from them. This is a very good method of sustaining the self. To pick up virtues from everyone. This changes our attitude then. When we learn with humility from everyone, old or new, because there are new fresh fruits are very healthy. Sometimes we are careless. I am in old in knowledge. I have been there for many, many years. I have experience. So this subtle carelessness or not valuing the values of the new creativity and achievement is also makes us not healthy. Subtle blockage comes and we do not progress. So to become all virtuous means it's not a list of 10, 20, 50 virtues or 36 virtues. All virtuous means in all situations, from all, one and all, from everyone, I pick up something. And that is a blessing which sustains us. We are sustained by blessings and good wishes because our relationship with each other, that's called the atmosphere. Like, okay, you plant the seed, you water with knowledge, you have the sun sign of yoga, but the season, the environment. So we need good wishes from everyone, good relationship with everyone. So young and old, new or old, students or teacher, doesn't matter, it's my, we say we have given them course, we have sustained them, but Baba would have touched them some new things, which my intellect perhaps has not accepted or not picked up. Am I picking up the good thing from others as well? So this is also sustenance. Self-sustenance through becoming all virtuous. All virtuous? Virtue from everyone and learning from every situation. Then that our stage, because situations are same, there might be test, There might be criticism, there might be competition, but my state remains very cheerful and happy because honesty. And I want to learn. Automatically make us powerful to first becoming victorious my own weaknesses, viceless, all virtuous, completely viceless. Vices made us weak. And so now I am not becoming weak, sick again and again, I am not becoming weak. So virtues protect me from the vices of others, against the vices of others. When I have taken up the virtue from a situation, from someone, for example, I am seeing a scene, what I have learned from that, it is sustenance for myself, protection for myself. What kind of actually feeling I have at that time? Oh, this one's nature is like this. This one is samskaras like this. What I learned from that? Did I sustain myself and sustain others? So now subtle level of sustenance. The gross level of sustenance is knowledge, is yoga, is good company. But subtle level of sustenance is learning from the wrong situations, making negative into positive, changing thorns into flower, disrespect into, Baba says, make into just like a bouquet of present for you. Those who defame you, they are your friends. So the teachings that are very strong, it looks like a very, very bitter medicine, but that is what it is curing us and also making us strong. So then sustenance with knowledge, sustenance with yoga, sustenance with service, sustenance with company, sustenance from learning the experience from others. I don't have to spend my time. I have learned from the somebody's fallen in the ditch, so I protect myself. Somebody has burned his hand in the fire, so I don't have to test whether fire burns or not. I have learned from that. So it is protection and also not wasting my time and energy. If I have not wasted, I have made it best use of it, so I am becoming healthy. And then with health, happiness, good feeling, good wishes, I am self-sovereign, I am sustaining others. So that dignity is that sustenance. So spirituality, purity, divinity, royalty and dignity. Then is Brahman life, is dignified life. So we are sustaining it. This is called self-realization, the cycle of self-realization. On one side is old is finishing, and the other side is being sustained, and then we are balanced with Vishnu of Vishnu, responsibility of my own self. So my crown of light, the crown of aura is created, and then might, virtues have become my decoration of life. Powers without virtues, power cannot increase. So powers are sustaining others. Virtues protect me against the vices of others. Someone is angry and my virtue is to remain cool. Somebody is impatient and I have patience. It's protection. So it means I'm not using the vices. The less and less vice I have used, more and more power remains in me. Then power of letting go, power of introspection, power of acceptance, power of merging, whatever has happened, it's fine, is also sustaining others. So we are the children of the Almighty, self-protected, self-sustained, and sustaining others. This is why this balance of Vishnu is bliss of life. Om Shanti.